In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He was, is, and always shall be.
Today, we celebrate the Lord's institution of the Holy Eucharist. And it's a lot to take in, all of the scripture readings. But I think that year after year, we're going to discover something new about the wonders of God. This liturgy in the middle of Holy Week is a bit of a change because we have three pre-sanctified liturgies earlier this week, and this one is a lot brighter and a lot louder and a lot festive, and it has a consecration. The pre-sanctified liturgies came about because during the weekdays of Lent, because of the serious, compunctionate character and not festive character of those days, we were not allowed to do a liturgy with consecration because this is very festive. And because the believers felt that it was too long to wait from Sunday to from the weekend to the weekend to receive Holy Communion, the pre-sanctified liturgy afforded the believers the opportunity to receive the Eucharist in a service where the gifts were already sanctified from the previous Saturday or Sunday. But here we are, as I said, in the middle of Holy Week, and where we're not doing a pre-sanctified liturgy, we're doing the bright, beautiful St. Basil's liturgy with the consecration in celebration of this saving work that the Lord has given us to partake of his body and blood, to have life in us, and to proclaim, as St. Paul says, his death until he comes, that we proclaim and commemorate in the Divine Liturgy the suffering of Christ, the entombment of Christ, the third day rising, the ascent into heaven, and also the second and glorious return. This is our amazing God who has invited us to know him. You know, when we talk about name dropping, it usually means that I show how important I am by saying a famous person that I know or someone that I have a connection with. But God, who made heaven and earth, has invited us to say that we know him, God. And we hear about knowing a lot of times in this season. The bridegroom comes in the middle of the night, and to the ones who are unprepared, he says those terrifying words, "I do not know where you come from." And then St. Peter weeps bitterly for saying three times, "I do not know the man." And he said this about the man that he had just received the Eucharist, about the man who had given him power to heal, about the man whom he had seen transfigured in glory on Mount Tabor, about the man who gave him loaves to feed the multitudes out of just five. "I don't know the man." And he wept bitterly. But Christ invites us to know him, and he also invites us to repentance. Because Peter wept bitterly and stayed with the disciples. He stayed. And he was restored and forgiven. And that which has been recorded throughout history that we read over and over again has been forgiven in eternity. And Peter is holy, is a holy and glorious apostle. The one who stayed and ministered and proclaimed the glory of God. Because he did know Christ. When Luke and Cleopas were on the way to Emmaus, and Jesus appeared to them, then they didn't recognize this man that they did know. How was he known to them? In the breaking of the bread. So after he opened the scriptures for them, he broke bread with them, and then they recognized him. And then they realized how their hearts were on fire while he was with them, while he was opening the scriptures. It's a hard thing to understand what it really means to know God, because it's a mystery. He knows each one of us. He knows us better than we know ourselves, because he fashioned us. And as he said in the book of Job, did you appoint the dawn to know its time? Now God put order in the whole creation. And this is the same God who came and took on the extremely lowly task of washing the disciples' feet and to go and die for us. This same Lord, whose own spit fashioned eyes for the blind man with clay, whose own spit gave speech to the mute man, the man who had a difficulty with speech, is spit upon in total disrespect, the one who did things that no one else has done, and the one who has loved us in ways that we could not have asked for or imagined, the one who served us. And he says that if I wash your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. When we try to get close to this Christ, who invites us to know him, there's not enough serving that we can do. And so I think that question that the disciples were asking when they were grieved about the betrayal, they said, "Is it I, Lord?" Not that he selected somebody to do it, but the fact is that hasn't each one of us thought that we are a Judas? Haven't we put our 30 pieces of silver over God who made heaven and earth once in a while? And hasn't he revealed that to us? They wouldn't have said, "Is it I?" if they were all clean. And yet Christ washed their feet so that they would be. Christ has come and has served us in so many ways and has called us to know him. And that is such a blessing. We can't get to know everything about God, but we can have our hearts on fire and serve and partake of his holy mysteries. And those are the ways that we hear in the experience of the church, are ways to know God. And as we prepare from day to day, we can look forward to the day that he will say to us to enter into the bridal chamber, that he will say to us, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord. May he strengthen us and help us to stay encouraged as we come to know him better and better each day. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.